There are teleological problems when we bring evolution, and we want to discuss evolution in particular. When we see things like finalized products, let's say, of evolution, quote products, like, for example, lungs and hearts and brains and wings and feathers and so on, as if somehow evolution was shooting for producing them, as if somehow there was a design, a concoction to produce these results. And that, of course, is not how evolution works. There's no design in the sense of trying to shoot for a goal or obtain a design something or design evolution in a way that would lead to brains or would lead to feathers or hearts and so on. So the same happens with language and numbers. So it's very tempting to say, well, language seems to be so useful because it allows individuals of a species, namely humans, to talk and coordinate actions. Therefore, it would be easier to hunt or easier to collect food and easier to build things and shelters and so on. And so then it's tempting to take this teleological step saying, okay, let's see what are the kinds of things that were put together in a way that sort of were designed to shoot for something as useful as language or as number. And that's when we have to be extremely careful because as we said, evolution doesn't work that way. And so things that are domain specific like number then may be considered wrongly as the final product towards which evolution sort of worked in order to get to a brain or a nervous system and so on to produce numbers or entertain numbers. And the question actually is much more complicated because we cannot, we said the teleological approach is fallacious because just assumes evolution to work in a way that it doesn't via designing, so to speak, to reach this end product. So this is when we have to look at number in a way that doesn't go through that path, and we have to see, well, how did we get to language or exact quantification in a way that we don't assume this teleological step? And that's when it's kind of very important and but more complicated to see what are the things that happen in the course of history, in this case human history or animal history or species history on Earth, and see what were the things that were recruited and perhaps through acceptation or other mechanisms via, let's say, biological evolution, but also we have to see what cultural practices and what linguistic practices led to these sort of creation and invention of exact quantification, namely number. And that's kind of the importance here. If I go back to my analogy of the snowboarding, it would be fallacious to think, of pure biological evolution leading towards or having evolved capacities for balance, for navigation of, via optic flow and vestibular system dealing with equilibrium and so on and so forth, to produce snowboarding as a form of locomotion. So it would be, we kind of see how fallacious that is if we think of biological evolution putting together all the pieces to produce something like windsurfing or snowboarding. So same thing is with number. It would be fallacious to think that all these mechanisms that we study in the brain, in how neurons work and behaviors that we observe in some animals or train animals, to take them as, let's say, leading to number as the desired result. So that's why I consider teleology is kind of somehow in many or substantial amount of research in numerical cognition, there is sort of an ingredient here, like a little bit of a germ of teleological arguments sometimes